Justin Trudeau admits Canada made mistakes on immigration policy as he struggles in polls. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 18, 2024. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau admitted amid his shrinking approval in the polls that the Canadian government had made mistakes regarding its pro-migration policy. In a YouTube video, Trudeau explained that large corporations, colleges, and universities had exploited Canada's temporary foreign worker TFW program to avoid hiring Canadian workers and were charging international students outrageous sums of money for degrees, among other things. Far too many colleges and universities used international students to raise their bottom line, because they could charge these students tens of thousands of dollars more for the same degree, Trudeau explained. And then there are really bad actors who outright exploit people, who target vulnerable immigrants with promises of jobs, diplomas, and easy pathways to citizenship. Promises that would never come true. Trudeau lamented how when the post-pandemic boom cooled and businesses no longer needed the additional labor help, the Canadian government could have turned off the taps faster. Breitbart News's Neil Munro has previously reported that public support for the unlimited supply of cheap foreign labor in Canada has fallen as Canadians have faced a decrease in their wages, productivity, and wealth. Mark Miller, who serves as the Immigration Minister for Canada, stated that it was clear that the age of unlimited supply of cheap foreign labor is over, adding that it is a good thing. As Canadians have been faced with increased housing prices, a decrease in productivity, and birth rates, polls have shown that Trudeau has become deeply unpopular with Canadians. An Ipsos poll from September found that 33% of Canadians approved of Trudeau's job performance, while 67% disapproved. In a poll from Abacus Data conducted between October 17 to 22, 2024, which surveyed 1,500 Canadians, 47% of respondents said they wanted Trudeau to resign from his role as Prime Minister immediately, while 21% said they wanted him to stay on as the Prime Minister, but not run again. 20% of respondents said they wanted Trudeau to both stay on as the Prime Minister and run again, while 12% said they were unsure. Trudeau has previously stated that he plans to cut Canada's legal immigration by 20%. Canada's new immigration plan is straightforward, Trudeau continued in his YouTube video. Lower the number of new immigrants coming into Canada, both temporary and permanent. We're prioritizing permanent residents with the skills we need, like healthcare workers for our hospitals and construction workers who will build more homes. As Breitbart News has previously reported, Trudeau's pro-migration stance has been praised by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who has stated that the United States should look to the north, with Canada. We look to the north, with Canada. Canada takes a look at its market needs, and it says, you know what? We need 700,000 foreign workers to address our labor needs domestically. And, so, they build a visa system for that year to address the current market condition. And they say, we're going to bring in 1 million people. And it's market sensitive. We, in the United States, are dealing with numerical caps on labor-driven visas that were set in 1996. It's 2024. The world has changed. It is remarkable how there can be agreement that the visa system is broken and not have an agreement on a solution. The country is suffering as a result of it. Trudeau's flip on his pro-immigration policies comes as Canadian Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has previously reversed his pro-migration stance and vowed to cut Trudeau's flood of migrants into Canada. While Poilievre has vowed to cut back Trudeau's flood of migrants, he has previously indicated that immigration levels in Canada should be based on employers' needs and the number of homes being built. Maxime Bernier, the leader of the People's Party in Canada, has come out in opposition to mass immigration, stating that it has brought more poverty. In a post on X, Bernier criticized Trudeau for having previously smeared people who had raised the alarm on millions of foreigners coming into Canada as being racist. This clown finally recognized he effed up by allowing millions of foreigners to invade our country, Bernier wrote. He smeared those of us who raised the alarm as racists until just a few months ago. And now we should believe him when he says he can fix what he broke? What a joke.